الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected علماء الكرام, respected elders and brothers, on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar. And when he took the first step onto the minbar, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum heard him saying, Ameen. And when he went onto the second step of the minbar, again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ameen. And when he went onto the third step of the minbar, again, he said, Ameen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed his sermon and he came down from the minbar. Then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we have heard you saying something, we have seen you doing something which we never saw you doing before. When you went to the first step of the minbar, you said Ameen, second step of the minbar, Ameen, third step, Ameen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them that when I went onto the first step, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam appeared before me and he said, woe to that person, may that person be deprived of Allah's mercy. Which person? That person who the month of Ramadan comes and the person acts carelessly, he acts recklessly, he is not careful, and during the month of Ramadan he does not secure forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made the dua and I said Ameen. Then when I went on to the second step, he made another dua. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, woe to that person who your name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mentioned in front of him, and that person does not send salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us read durood, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi. He made the dua, and I said, Ameen. And when I went on to the third step, then he made another dua. He said, woe to that person. May that person be deprived of Allah's mercy. Who? That person who finds either one of his parents or both of his parents in old age, and through failure to serve them does not acquire Jannah. He made the dua and I said Ameen. So my dear brothers, we have to analyze this hadith. Who is making the dua? It is not any normal person. It is not any normal mortal. But rather it is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. We know we go to our pious and we request duas from our pious. Why? Because they stay away from sins, and because of staying away from sins, they become close to Allah Ta'ala, and the du'as are accepted very, very quickly. Here we are talking about an angel, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. An angel does not disobey Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala even for a second. And this is not any normal angel, this is the chief of all angels. Allah Ta'ala calls in Quran, الروح الأمين, the trustworthy angel. That angel who was entrusted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to bring wahi from the skies to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is making the dua. And who is saying Ameen to the dua? Our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have no doubt in our minds that this dua will definitely be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these three things we have to be very, very careful. We have to pay special attention to them, that we do not fall under the curses of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. Our ulama mentioned that why these three things? Because if you examine it, these three things are easy ways to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are easy things to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is the month of forgiveness, the month of maghfirah, the month of securing immunity from the fire of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our muhsin, the one who has done a lot of good of us. No human being has done more good for us than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Quran Sharif tells us, if you want to become close to Allah, you want Allah's love, then you follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our parents are an easy way for a person to connect and become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jannat lies under the feet of our mothers. The pleasure of Allah ta'ala lies in the pleasure of our parents. So these are three easy ways for a person to connect with Allah, become close to Allah. So a person is neglectful, he's unmindful, he's careless regarding these three things, then he falls under the curses of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, to which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said Ameen. So my dear brothers, the first thing and the thing that pertains to us currently is the first dua made by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that woe to that person. May that person be deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who the month of Ramadan comes. The person sees the month of Ramadan, But the person acts recklessly, he acts carelessly, and he does not secure forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, I think that many of us do not realize what really is the value of, what is the value and the significance of the month of Ramadan. With 11 months of the year, we are neglectful, we are unmindful, we are heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's one month every year Allah gives us to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to realign with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come back to taking heed of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During this month, without us even realizing, we are going through rigorous spiritual exercise. And a person, many people become so mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person, let alone the haram things, in the month of Ramadan, a person becomes so mindful, so alert of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person makes wudu. And after making wudu, there are few droplets left in his mouth, which throughout the year, the person will not be bothered about it. There's few droplets of water in his mouth. But now the person is so alert, so mindful of Allah's commands, at this time, they realize these few droplets of water are in my mouth, they are not allowed to go down my throat, I'm fasting, and the person will go and spit out these few droplets of water. This is how mindful a person becomes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month of Ramadan. So to attain the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this month, we have to be very, very careful. We have to be special attention to the month and the significance of the month. That is why we find that the people of the past, the pious of the past, in fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadith Sharif mentions that كان Nabi sallam yajtahidu fi Ramadan ma la yajtahidu fi ghayrihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will exert himself in the month of Ramadan in a way that he would not exert himself in the other months of the year. And we find the Sahaba and the pious people, they will really exert themselves in the month of Ramadan, some of them making 60 khatams of Quran, some of them 100 khatams of Quran in the month, some of them will not sleep in the nights of Ramadan, spend the entire nights of Ramadan, every night of Ramadan in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, we have to realize and accept that that was a different time. Those people were different, those people were built differently, they were another breed. We have to accept that at that time, the mahol and the environment was conducive to deen. Allah knows our weaknesses, Allah knows us, we are living in a time which is very, very difficult for us. And Allah ta'ala knows that we are very, very weak. We will never be able to match those people, 60 khatams and 100 khatams month of Ramadan. Allah knows, illa mashallah, you may get a few, but most of us will not be able to match that. What do we have to do in the month of Ramadan? In fact, not only in the month of Ramadan, but in our deen, what is required of us in this day and age is to get back to the basics. Back to the basics. I'm sure many of you will recall Hazrat Mu'iz Bhatia Sahib Rahmatullah saying on many occasions, he would say that in this day and age, if a person just has to do the fara'id, what he has to do, and he has to stay away from all type of wrongs, without any extra tahajjud, without an extra dhikr, this person will become the sage of the time just by getting the basics right. So in the month of Ramadan, what do we have to do? We just have to get the basics right. And what are the basics of the month of Ramadan? There are five basics of the month of Ramadan. The first thing, my dear brothers, the first basic of the month of Ramadan is that we have to approach the month of Ramadan with the right mindset. We must not take the fasting, not take the taraweeh as some sort of task that we have to complete, some sort of job that we have to do, and some sort of burden is upon our shoulders. Rather, we have to understand and tell ourselves that the month of Ramadan, the fasting, the taraweeh, the tilawat of Quran and the rest of it, this is a ni'mat, a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has his mind set in this way, that this is, I'm doing this not because it's a burden, but rather it is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person's entire demeanor, his entire mindset is very, very different now. But when he does it as a job, as a task, then everything becomes difficult for him. You know, we have a person who's hired, a nanny, who's hired to look after a child. Now that nanny, because the child is not her child, she has no love for the child, it's a job. So everything the child does will irritate this nanny. And it will bother this nanny. How many times you've read articles about people, women and nannies who are beating up children in creches because the child missed itself or the child did something wrong and that person will beat up the child. Why? This is not my child and this is a job I'm doing and every small thing irritates me. Everything is a burden for me. So likewise, in the month of Ramadan, if we're going to take the fasting as a burden, as a job, as a task, then everything will irritate us. The day is too long. Today was too hot. Today the Hafizab took 5 minutes extra in his Talawi. Then that will irritate us and bother us. But when we realize that this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the nanny and one is the mother. The mother, her own child, who she loves the child. A true mother who loves her child, who has time for her child. The mother may have fasted the entire day. The mother may have been very, very sick. And she may have had a long day. And the child wake up in the late part of the night. And that mother happily will get out of bed and happily she will pick up her child. She will kiss her child, she will embrace her child and she will begin to suckle her child. Why? This is not a job. This is not a task. I'm doing it out of the love of this child. Likewise, when we will do our fasting, our tarawih, our tilawat of Quran, not as a burden, not as a task, but rather out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then now this will become a very, very different ball game, and things will become very, very different. So my dear brothers, the first thing is that we have to adopt the right mindset in the month of Ramadan. That is why we find, sometimes we ask the question, that a person in the month of Ramadan, he fasted, mashallah, he read all his tarawih salah, he read, and he made tilawat of Quran, he managed 1-2 khatams in the month of Ramadan, but as soon as the crescent of Shawwal is sighted, this person goes back to his old way of life. Why? How come? It's because the mindset is not right. Because he sees Ramadan as a job, as a task. And now the job is done, and the task is done, and now I have ticked that box, and now I can go back to my old way of life. Like a person who's hired by a certain company. And the business policy, the policy is that no smoking is allowed on this premises. So the person will come to work in the morning, and he'll abstain from smoking. Not because he wants to, because this is part of the job. And this is the policy of my of the job. And the person will still be craving that cigarette. He's staying away from the cigarettes, not because he wants to, but he has to, because it's his job. That person, as soon as he sets foot out of his business premises after working hours, immediately that person will reach for his pocket, pull out his cigarette and light his cigarette. Why? Because the job is over now. So likewise, if the person's mindset is like this towards the fasting, as soon as Ramadan is over, the person will go back to his old way of life. And may Allah save us, my dear brothers. Sometimes that person at work, the craving for that cigarette is too much. So the person may slip into the toilet and go and have a cigarette. Likewise, sometimes may happen, my dear brothers, because we see fasting as a task, we don't see it as a mercy, and we're not doing out the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the month of Ramadan, 10 days will go, now the person will say, this is too much. Staying away from sin now too much, 10 days is too much for me. And the person in the month of Ramadan, may Allah save us, will go back to sinning in the month of Ramadan. So my dear brothers, this fasting, this tarawih, and likewise all our acts of ibadah throughout the year, we don't do it because it's a task and a burden. We do it out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person who comes, for example, Asr Salah was at 5 o'clock, and the person came to the masjid at 5 to 5, and then he realizes that now that namaz time has changed to 4:15. So the person now who sees it as a job, they say longer working hours. And no one likes longer working hours. So the person says, oh, I have to wait now 20 minutes for namaz. And once the person doing out the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Ustad and Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Haq Maktasab says, what a person should be thinking, aaj mehboob ne mujhe jaldi bulaya. Today, my beloved Allah ta'ala called me early to the masjid. Today he called me early to the masjid. So if we do our actions out the love of Allah ta'ala, not as a job and a task and a burden, but out of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then everything becomes easy. So that is the first thing, my dear brothers. The month of Ramadan, the first basic of the month of Ramadan is approach the month of Ramadan the right mindset. This is not a job, a task, a burden, but is a great mercy and a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which happily and very lovingly we fulfill. The second thing, my dear brothers, the month of Ramadan is that we have to keep the fast clean. What does this mean? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith sharif that many people will fast in the month of Ramadan and they will get nothing out of their fasting except thirst and hunger. Why? Because the person during the month of Ramadan, he may be staying away from the halal food, the food and drink which normally is halal for him, But he will not stay away from sinning even during the month of Ramadan, thereby causing him to lose the true reward of his fasting. And it's also Allah's mercy that despite a person sinning, the fast will be done, but the person will lose all the reward of his fasting. Remember, my dear brothers, this fasting, abstaining from the eating and the drinking and abstaining from being intimate with one's wife, this is not the objective. Yes, we have to do it, we have to fast, we have to stay away from it, but this is not the objective. There is a greater objective to fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may attain taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has to wake up in the morning, and now he goes, he has a bath, he gets ready for his work, and then now he drives maybe 50 kilometers to go to his shop. He comes to his shop and he parks outside his shop and sits there the entire day until 5 o'clock, starts his car again and goes back home. We'll say this person is a fool. The waking up in the morning was not the objective. Driving that 50 kilometers was not the objective. He had to do it to get to work. There was a greater objective, a greater purpose. That was to go there, open his shop, do business and make profit so that he can provide for himself and for his family. But the person defeated the objective of all his efforts. Likewise, in the month of Ramadan, a person may fast. A person will become hungry, he'll become thirsty. At night, he'll be tired and he'll stand in Taraweeh. But the person will not stay away from sin during the month of Ramadan, and the person will lose all the reward of his fasting. All the effort he put in will go down the drain because the person did not stay away from sin. That is what the Hadith Sharif says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَيَّضَعُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that person who does not stay away from saying the wrong things and doing the wrong things in the month of Ramadan, then Allah has no need for this person to stay away from his food and drink. It does not mean we will not fast. Even if you are sinning, we still have to fast. But by sinning in the month of Ramadan, you are depriving yourself of the rewards of fasting, and you are missing the point of fasting in the month of Ramadan. And our respected Ustaz Muhammadul Haq Maqtasam Da'am Barakatum says, the two main culprits for us to lose the reward of fasting in the month of Ramadan, one are the eyes, and the other is the tongue. The person is not careful what he looks at, he is not careful what he speaks. Now he says the wrong thing, he looks at the wrong thing in the month of Ramadan. And the one thing that combines both the sins is the cell phone. The cell phone. That idle scrolling and that idle chatting, unnecessary going onto the internet, surfing the net, and unnecessary chatting, this will definitely cause a person to look at haram and definitely cause a person to involve himself in ghibat and unnecessary discussion. So in the month of Ramadan, the second basic is keep the fast clean, stay away from those things that will cause us to lose our reward of fasting. The third basic of the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, is our salah. Salah is an obligation upon every person from the day he becomes baligh right until the person passes away. And we have to be extra careful and we have to pay extra attention to our salah in the month of Ramadan. Many people who are now regular upon their salah, the changing point, the turning point was the month of Ramadan. I know one person, just lahu, before we never used to see him very regular in the masjid. I'm not saying never he performed salah, but we never see him in the masjid. But I noticed last Ramadan, this person now became regular with his salah. And mashallah, after the month of Ramadan, I noticed he continued this. And mashallah, the entire year went up to this Ramadan and still the person regular with his salah. So understand, we have to be regular with salah. In this month of Ramadan, the Hadith Sharif tells us, that person who perform one fard action in the month of Ramadan, Allah will multiply the reward of their one fard action by 70 times. By 70 times. You know, today people queue outside shops and they go online for midnight because today e-bucks are having double points and triple points. In the month of Ramadan, Allah tells us one fard action, not double points, not triple points, not quadruple points. Allah Ta'ala tells you 70 times you will get rewarded. And the month of Ramadan, one nafil act we do, then we get the reward of doing a fard act. Like a person who books an economy fare ticket and he gets upgraded to first class. One nafil action we do and Allah Ta'ala will give us the reward of one fard in the month of Ramadan. And my dear brothers, this Taraweeh Salah that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, this Taraweeh Salah is a blessing. We are very, very, very fortunate in this country. Allah has made it very easy for us that we get the opportunity to fulfill the sunnah of standing in 20 rakats of tarawih every night, and you get the opportunity of fulfilling the sunnah of listening to the entire Quran being recited in tarawih. Today, even in Haramain Sharifain, they are deprived of fulfilling the sunnah of 20 rakats of tarawih, and they deprived the sunnah of listening to the full Quran being recited in tarawih salam. Wallahi, my dear brothers, there are other countries of the world where a person to find tarawih salah being performed, sometimes a person travel 100 kilometers. One jamaat went to South America, 200 kilometers the person traveled just to come to the masjid to listen to tarawih salah being performed. Allah's ni'mat, Allah's kindness upon us, every corner of our city. Sometimes at one venue, more than one tarawih is happening. Allah's kindness upon us. If you think about it, my dear brothers, that time, from Isha time, from 7:30 to about 9:30, just in our areas, how much of Quran is being recited? How much of Quran is being recited? How much of Allah's mercy is descending at that time? The big question is, are we there to receive these mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this tarawih, my dear brothers, a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Value it, be regular with our tarawih salah. So that was the next basic month of Ramadan. The next one, my dear brothers, is to make tilawat of Quran. There's a strong connection between the month of Ramadan and the Holy Quran. That is why Allah ta'ala chose the month of Ramadan to send down initial wahi of Quran Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Ramadan, he will do one revision of Quran, one door of Quran with Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam in the month of Ramadan. And the year in which he passed away, he did two rounds, two doors of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam in the Ramadan. There's a special connection between Ramadan and the month of Quran, Shahrul Quran. So I'm not saying we have to make 60 khatams and make 100 khatams. Let us try to at least aim for one khatam, one complete recitation of Quran in the month of Ramadan. And if we can do more than that, alhamdulillah, that is better. And the last basic of the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, is that we have to make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month to get our duas accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single one of us sitting here has some problem or the other. Every single one of us sitting here has some want, has some need, has some desire. This is the time to put our needs, our wants, our problems before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a lot of dua for ourselves, make a lot of dua for our families, make a lot of dua for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah is going through a lot of difficult times, a lot of difficulty, a lot of hardship. Allah has sent us this month as a lifeline to put our problems before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get our du'as accepted. And make du'a, my dear brothers, in this month for our hidayat. May Allah guide every single one of us. Now shaitan will come and he will tell us, do not make that du'a. Are you enjoying? In sin there is a false sense of satisfaction. In sin there is a false happiness in sin. But this is a false happiness which sooner or later will turn into regret. And we've heard from our pious, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah ta'ala, there is a feeling, an enjoyment, an ecstasy that cannot be compared to anything. That's why we see our ulama, 60, 70, 80 years old, still in the first saf of the masjid in Tarawih Salah, reading 20 rakats of Tarawih Salah. Why? Because there's an enjoyment that they are tasting in their hearts. An enjoyment that cannot be found anywhere in the world. In Shaitan will tell us, do not make dua that you want to be rightly guided. How are you going to give up that enjoyable lifestyle of sin? How are you going to give up that ecstasy of sin? Make the dua. It's impossible for a believer to be walking on the face of this earth and not wanting to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the month of Ramadan, make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the five basic month of Ramadan. Have the right mindset in the month of Ramadan. Keep our fast clean and keep away from sins. Be regular with our salah. Make abundant tilawat of Quran. And make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us understanding.